Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. Chapter 2 of the second parak, like a beloved newborn. There are many ways to relate to God, and there are different ways that God relates to us. You may be familiar with the concept that different names that refer to Hashem indicate a particular midah. So, for instance, the name Elohim indicates an emphasis on the midah, the trait of din, of judgment. The name, and I'll spell it out, Yud, and then a He, and then a Vav, and then a He, indicate the Midah, the trait of Rachamim, mercy and compassion. We sometimes call God Hashem, or Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eibishter, Avinu Shebashamayim, amongst many others. Each name conjures up a different feeling and a different way of relating to our Creator. How does Hashem relate to us? Before we take a look into this parak, I want to give you an example of how names and descriptors around those names matter and indicate a different type of emotional connection. Imagine a girl named Sarah Aviva. Her mother is speaking or calling out to her. Listen to how each of the following four ways I say her name connotes something very different. Sarah, Sarah Aviva. Sarala, Sarah Aviva, my sweet daughter. The first was a matter of fact. The second one felt very strict. The third was soft. And the last one, Sarah Aviva, my sweet daughter, was oozing warmth and love. In this parak of Tehillim, David HaMelech says, Amar Eli Bani Ata, Ani Hayom Yeliditcha. Hashem said to me, you are my son. Today, you are like my newborn child. Imagine the emotions that take place in the labor and delivery room when a brand new baby is born. The new mother and father, their hearts are bursting with love and adoration, sweetness, and a desire to protect and provide and cradle their newborn child. The Matutas David on this pasuk explains, Hashem is relating here to David and to us with the love and devotion like new parents on their day their child is born. This is an ideal parak to say when you want to tap into relating to Hashem as Avinu Shebashamayim, as your loving Father in heaven. And maybe consider even closing your eyes and picture him, cradling you like a precious, like his precious newborn daughter in his all-loving embrace. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator.